Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane on Liberty Broadcasting, and also the live stream. So your like-minded friends and family can also tune in no matter where they are in the world. If they have internet, then send them to acn.cc. That's acn.cc. Tell them to click on the Liberty Bell. That's Liberty Broadcasting, and there we are. All right, good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
Where we've all made it to the end of another week successfully.
Yes, we did, and we're very grateful for that. God is good.
Well, and the weather is not just good. The weather has been remarkable over here on our side of the United States. You know, not so great over there with the hurricane area, of course.
No, it's pretty hard hit folks there. Yeah. Of course, you know, in the outlying areas, they appreciate the cooling weather and the rain.
Yes.
But not
quite so much water.
Yeah, no kidding.
A little less on the water,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, so we're really grateful for it. But, you know, one thing, something that had me, you know, really fired up, Joe Biggs, he was the former Proud Boys organizer. The Proud Boys were the ones that went toe-to-toe with Antifa when they were, you know, chasing people down and beating Trump supporters up. The Proud Boys showed up, and they went at it with them. I mean, they took to the streets and met them, you know, on their level and went fist to cuffs to push Antifa back, who were knocking out old people for having a Make America Great Again hat, or chasing a young kid down and beating him to a bloody pulp.
That's right.
Well, the Proud Boys stood up. Well, they were there January 6th as well in support of Trump. They moved some little bicycle racks, and now Joe Biggs just got sentenced to 17 years. 17 years in prison. People get less for rape and murder and robbery.
That's right.
Than they do for this. For showing up at a demonstration, and most of the violence and the illegal activity was done by undercover FBI agents and agents provocateur.
Well, yeah. And so it says here,
according to multiple reports.
So his conviction is on charges of seditious conspiracy for plotting with a gang of pro-Trump followers to attack the Capitol on January 6th. And especially when we've found out since then that this was all contrived, and Nancy Pelosi is the primary director behind the whole plan. And this is not even close to being an insurrection.
No.
And so they purposely keep using that word, just like Jenna Ellis was saying,
right,
that it's no coincidence that they have chosen to use that word, because they are dreaming of that being the crux to hang Trump with.
Well, and now you see, I should say, then you saw all these retired military officers, colonels, intelligence personnel going on, you know, news media and interviews saying, this is a coup, people.
Right.
We're in the military. We know what a coup looks like. This was a coup. What just happened?
Right.
But now they're like, zip. Silent as can be.
Yep.
They're all quiet because they're afraid of being, you know, I don't know,
snatched charged up by the FBI.
Yeah, you know, claiming that this was a coup, and you're contributing to this insurrection.
That's right.
You know, and instead of calling it what it is, what it was, what it still is, and that's a coup.
Well, oh my gosh, all of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter protests have been way, way more out of control than that thing was.
And look what they did during Trump's inauguration.
Oh, I know. Yep.
I mean, this is so lopsided. This is not a two-tier justice system. This is a coup.
This is a coup.
There's an entirely new system in place. There's only remnants of the old system still left.
That's right.
But it is an entirely new system.
Well, and just yesterday morning, Trump, the the outcome of yesterday's hearing in Georgia was that, of course, Trump pleads not guilty in the Georgia election case.
As he should.
So, you know, that's what we're all expecting anyway. And I would imagine all 18 of his co-defendants are going to plead not guilty as well. How could they? There's nothing that they've even done wrong. I mean, that's the craziest thing, that they're even trying to charge them with. I mean, they had to invent that charge, basically. The whole RICO charges is just pathetic. And so they don't, I just really hope that all those people get together and let Sidney Powell do some directing so that they can actually subpoena all the real election evidence and just blow them out of the water.
Yep. Let's hope. Yep. Let's hope. Well, okay. We've got a lot of stuff to cover on this Fired Up Friday. Let's get to the word of the day earlier today. And of course, I'm looking forward to that. And this will be a great way to prime the weekend.
That's right. So the, you know, so the word of the day.
So what do you have for us?
So the word of the day comes to us from Psalm 147, verses 1 through 14, that read under the title, "Praise to God for His Word and Providence. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat." And that's it.
That is awesome.
Yep.
I love Psalms. And that one is just so encouraging.
Well, that's, yes, just to highlight all of the magnificent things that He is capable of and has always done for us and continues to do.
Yes.
And, you know, it's something that people take for granted. You know, I mean, it's so easy to be bopping along in your daily life without looking at all of the things that are lovely and that are actually blessings by God.
Yes.
You know, it's so easy to just, because you see them every day or that you're used to seeing lovely things around you, that you take them for granted and you don't quite understand that those are blessings until, you know, maybe you travel somewhere else and the area that you go to is, you know, either poverty stricken or the landscape is bleak.
Or the crime is high or it's in disrepair and
That's right. And so it's important to understand that there is much to be thankful to God for every single day. I mean, there wouldn't even be enough time in a day to be thankful for everything that He's responsible for providing for us.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And I love the part there where He lifts up
the humble.
The humble.
Yep.
And, you know, binds up the brokenhearted.
Yep.
Throws down the wicked.
Yep.
I mean, there's justice there. And, you know, we do take it for granted. People, the Jewish people did it. Americans have done it. Europeans have done it. You forgot where your blessings came from the first place.
Yep.
Where your prosperity came from.
That's right.
And, hey, we got this. Life's good. We don't really need God.
Right.
You know, everything's great. Well, you can see what's happening. And, you know, when I was stationed in Germany as a young soldier and got to go to Berlin, the wall was still up. The wall fell when I was stationed in Germany. And so you could see on one side, even though Germany is largely secular, there's a large Christian presence, but you could see on the other side where God was banned. God was contraband. And you could see the dark and dingy, the degraded lifestyle, the buildings, everything was grimy. It was bleak. The people walked around like they were defeated.
That's right.
Because they removed God, and yep. you could see night and day. It's yep. like it's like Haiti and what's the other one on the same island? Costa Rica? Or I think it's not Costa Rica. It's maybe it is.
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic. Thank yeah. you. So, I mean, you cross the border in Haiti. It's dark. There's voodoo. There's witchcraft.
Right.
And there's crime. And there's poverty. And you go over to the other side, and it's largely Christian. And it's normal.
Right.
You know, and it's so... Yeah, you remove God, it's visible, it's palpable, it's tangible.
Absolutely.
When God's removed.
No kidding. And we could see those contrasts all over America right yes. now. I mean, just from going from the lovely, orderly rural areas into these cities of depravity now, you know, and I mean,
right.
and one has order and God's presence, the other one is chaos, and everything is wrong, everything's upside down, everything yep. is a wreck, and it's filthy.
You can feel it in Washington State, for example. When you cross over the pass, the mountains, from the eastern Washington into the west side, where it's Seattle, Olympia,
oh, yeah.
you can feel it.
You can
feel Absolutely. The oppression there.
Yep.
And you can also feel it going the other way. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Yep.
It's like you can breathe.
Right.
And then it's like that much more when you cross from Washington into Idaho. It's like this sense of, whew, made it, right?
Right. Well, that was certainly an obvious thing that we noticed when we were in Olympia and then coming back over here,
right.
you know, oh my gosh, that was without a doubt. Everybody could feel that from this side of the state.
Yep. The oppression and yep. just the demonic influence and activity.
Yep.
And
had a very heavy stifling feeling and a depressed feeling as well.
Yeah.
Like a hopelessness. And a lot of people wouldn't look you in the eyes. You know, you come back over here where people are alive and, you know, everybody's happy. Right. They're energetic.
Smile, talk to you in line.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And so that's, you know, that's a very important point to understand the blessings of God.
Yes.
That's what that looks like. That it's, and you know, this is just earth. You could just imagine the glory that's waiting for us once we get to heaven to be with Him.
Right.
That if this is drudgery compared to heaven, wow.
Yes.
You know.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to that.
Well, good. Well, let's get. What was that scripture again?
So that was Psalm 147, verses 1-14.
So I'm glad you read that one. So let's take a break.
So it was really good.
Okay. So this segment is sponsored by TLC Web Hosting. Hosting websites for hundreds of websites, Christian, Patriot-owned, and also located in the American Redoubt. Don't go with those big box outfits. They're competitively priced, TLC Web Hosting, and they'll take great care of you, and they've taken great care of us. So stick around there, Patriots. We'll be back right after these messages. This is The Morning Commute.
Number three on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communist, simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, and thank you to our listeners who are helping to support us and help us to inch ever closer to meet our goals, to our shortcomings there in the airtime fund category.
That's right.
We're making it. We're going into our fourth year. You know, last month we hit 3 years on the air with the morning commute.
Right. Very so exciting. This is we're in our fourth year now.
Yeah,
woo-hoo!
It's really great. And so we're listener supported largely. So thank you for those of you who have stepped up and you want to continue supporting us, just $5, $10, $20 a month or $50 a month, whatever will not put you in a bind, but any small amount will add up, and we're grateful for it. RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate tab to learn how. Well, Lady Liberty, we've been tracking a lot of stuff going on with the UN right now.
We have.
They just released their final draft of their declaration that targets misinformation.
That's right.
Now, UN political declarations aren't, you know, legally binding, but what happens is, like in section OP35, the heads of state and government agree to take measures to counter and address the negative impacts of health-related misinformation, disinformation, hate speech, and stigmatization, especially on social media platforms, and counter vaccine hesitancy in the context of pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Okay, so this is how it works. They put a mask mandate in place. They're going to charge your business $12,000 a day for not complying if anybody's caught in your store or your restaurant without a mask. And so everybody's scared to death of being fined by the health department, who's just following orders from the governor. Well, the governor says, hey, we're only following the directives of the World Health Organization or the professionals.
Right.
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 We're not the bad guys. We're only following their guidance.
Right.
Well, you go back to them and you say, why are you putting out this guidance? And we're like, it's just guidance. We're not forcing anything on anybody. We're just recommending.
Right.
And they work off of each other like this. So this is exactly what they're going to do with misinformation. The heads of state aren't legally bound to, but they're going to agree to come back and say, hey, we're only going by the United Nations guidelines.
Well, and see, that's the part right there where people have got to understand what they just heard somebody say.
Yeah.
Anybody in our government that ever says to you, especially in person, or if you're sitting in an audience and they tell you that we're only following what the World Health Organization told us to do, somebody needs to give them a very brisk check to remind them that they have no jurisdiction in the United States of America, according to our Constitution.
That's right.
Because there is absolutely no lawful way that anybody in government can take orders from any other kind of foreign governance structure outside the United States. The only people that elected officials are legally allowed to listen to is we the people. We are the people that are their boss. And so you must understand that if they're listening to anybody outside the United States, they're behaving illegally. And that's basically colluding with a foreign government.
Yes.
And that is illegal as all get out. That's treasonous.
Right.
And so you can't have two bosses. In America, the people are the boss.
Right.
And that's it. We are competing with nobody else according to our laws.
Right.
And so we do not follow direction from the World Health Organization. We do not follow a soft policy recommendation. We don't follow anything that they recommend that our senators and representatives introduce, you know, in Congress.
They're colluding for our destruction.
Yes, exactly.
Really.
And so we can't even allow that to happen, that they will say, oh, we're just doing something that the UN told us to do. I beg their pardon. They need to be prosecuted and removed from office for that right there.
Like Trump said, we will not comply.
That's right.
But there's a plan, and that's been revealed, how they're attempting to go about doing this, and a whistleblower. You've got the audio file on this.
Yep. This was what we were alluding to yesterday, just as we ran out of time. And this video is quite shocking. This kind of is the wrap up to the whole Clinton Global Initiative that we've been describing, where they're going to put the global lockdown on everything, according to all of the global warming that we're seeing with these arson set wildfires, right? And so it all wraps up with this thing that we're going to share with you from Dr. Merrill Nass. And she's speaking here for Europarlament or europarl.eu. And so listen to what she has to say about the soft coup.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she gave this testimony at the International COVID Summit of the European Parliament.
Right.
They're trying to make it disappear.
Yep.
Yeah. Take a listen.
Okay. We're undergoing a soft coup. And the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. 70 countries at least are involved with this, 50 supported by the US. And the justification requires you to believe that pandemics are common and that they're caused by humans catching diseases from animals, from what they call spillover. And Fauci and Daszak have pushed this idea continuously over the last 3 years. Two examples. This is one Tony Fauci said in the journal Cell. In a human-dominated world in which our human activities represent aggressive, damaging, and unbalanced interactions with nature, we will increasingly provoke new disease emergences. Daszak and Fauci's two lieutenants said the same thing. We must realize in our crowded world, human behaviors, environmental changes, and inadequate public health mechanisms can turn obscure animal viruses into existential human threats. And who is going along with this? Basically, all the major multinational organizations, as well as all our health authorities. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO to bring this forward. Other things that amendments do is to bind the states so they're no longer recommendations, but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield, get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals. And I've got the quote there from The Lancet in January.
Now that's some scary stuff, and that's real.
No kidding. Well, and boy, so just the fact that they really think that the Director General of the World Health Organization is going to be able to declare any pandemic and
right.
every nation will have to obey. Well, I don't think so. That
is, this is not a crackpot conspiracy theorist. This is a board-certified internist and biological warfare epidemiologist,
right.
Dr. Merrill Nass.
Right.
And she's involved in these conferences, in these meetings, and she's got these reports, like from Lancet. It's their words. She's just reporting what they're doing.
Right.
And then now you've got the Pope. He's about ready to publish an updated climate thesis.
Right.
Right. So they're not really saying what's in it yet, but we pretty much know where it's going because he produced one in 2015.
Yeah.
Just weeks before the UN climate talks. Well, he's about ready to do it again.
Well, right, because he had attributed all of global warming to being caused by man. He said it's all man-made, and that's
right.
The whole gist of all of it. And so,
yep, from Amir Sarfati, his so-called encyclical in 2015 laid the blame for global warming squarely on humanity's shoulders and was seen as an influential in the United Nations climate talks in Paris later that year that led to the landmark commitments.
Well, what's funny is if he's going to rewrite it, he might as well include that, yes, the arsonists are responsible for the current global warming.
That's right. Hey, Pope, global warming's coming. It's going to get real hot here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Watch for arsonists in your area.
We'll be watching from heaven at the wedding feast.
That's right.
All right. So you guys have a blessed weekend out there. You be safe. And thank you for your prayers and your support. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.